such an asshole.
How you kids doing? All right. We got an interesting one, and I'm surprised, sir. You are a regular. You are STEM and very logical, and you attended a university that treated you like absolute crap. So I'm curious why you have this question. Repeat customer here. I'll keep it simple. How does a young Western man balance the drive to create and innovate versus the desire to improve society or give back, as it were, specifically the daily struggle between improving oneself in all facets and contributing to social and political movements that support your well-being and future generations? I'm not self-serving enough for one side and too selfish for the other. Where's the balance? There is no balance. You don't contribute to society. You do not give back to society. And the reasons, at least in the United States, now, if we are in, like, say, 1950s America, and the community helped you out, and, it, you know, like, it was the Andy Griffith Show, or, you know, there was nuclear families, and there was a Thanksgiving dinner, and people sacrificed and invested in you. I don't know if you've noticed, but we've fully outsourced all raising of children and any responsibilities to the state as much as possible. And then I'm going to believe you're a white male. And this is an addendum. Not there's reasons not to invest in the community. But you are villainized and excoriated and blamed for all of society's ills and problems, and then demanded that you get taxed more and all that. And if you're not a white male, you're lied to by society into apathy, like a defeatism that keeps you poor or certainly puts up a huge roadblock to getting out of poverty, because then there's pity and, oh, it's those people over there. So regardless, if you were born, I'd say, after 1970, you don't owe society jack, because society's been lying to you in one way or another. Ladies, would you like me to give you another reason? It's so simple. Truth or lies? Ladies, there's like now almost two generations of you that are approaching menopause or have approached menopause, and you wasted all your youth and beauty and your younger years on a career and debt and material items, and you don't have a family and you don't have children, and you don't have love, right? You don't owe your, well, God, there's the perfect example where your alma mater comes back to you, like, hey, can you donate money to this college or university? Don't you remember the good times we told you you suck because you were a peen-eyed person, you had that color skin? Can you give us more money? No, modern day Western society, I'd apply this to outside the United States, lied to modern day youngish people, right? They lied, and they take from you, and I'll give you how the limitless number of ways. Okay, and it goes across all socioeconomic demographic backgrounds. How many of you, this goes back all the way to Air Jordan era. How many of you young black dudes out there pissed away Lord knows how much of money on shoes because Nike said it was cool, and now the failed football sports ball guy said to do it because he's down with the cause, yo. Look in his background. He wasn't exactly growing up on the south side of Chicago. He's growing up on the north side of Milwaukee. White Man's Bay. It's called Whitefish Bay, but as a joke, we called it White Man's Bay. did those shoes help out, or was that money that you could have invested towards trade school or something that actually like a gravitational, like a rocket to propel you out of a poverty if you invested it more wisely? So you don't owe society anything. This society is toxic. This society is evil. It's disgusting. I don't want to be a part of it, frankly, anymore, which is why I'm kind of becoming more of a hermit and looking to get a property out of the United States. So there's that. So the only thing, universally speaking, and I this is even debatable in the United States, but generally speaking, if we're in the normal times, what you owe society is self-supportation, i.e. you don't be a parasite. That's it. That's your one obligation to society. Now, of course, let's say you're handicapped or mentally disabled or you know, you lose an arm. All right. And there's provisions for that. And you're not going to find anyone who's going to be against that. But if you're sitting on welfare because you believe the reasons that the Democrat Party told you that you're oppressed or you can't work, well, let's just admit it. You're a lazy sack of shit. All right. No, You are failing society. You're now lying and you are a parasite and you need other people to work harder to pay for your stuff. And that could be stimmy checks, that could be student loan bailouts, that could be banking bailouts. Anytime you partially enslave other people who have to work more because you're too late and you're able-bodied and you're too lazy, that's now you have failed your one obligation to society. And there's some people out there that find no moral problem with it. Good, get back my, whatever you got to tell yourself to explain you being a parasite. That's fine. All right. But what's great about the life of a parasite is it's the life of a parasite. And they never, but that's a different site. But if you're worried about what you owe society, self-supportation, that's it. I always get a kick out of, hardworking men and women who go to school, get real degrees, real professions, particularly doctors and surgeons. They go through an inordinate amount of hard training, and you're a doctor. It's like, wow, that's great, man. You really are contributing to society. And you know how much you're contributing to society? Your wage. Society already has a mechanism out there called the labor market that determines and gets, it's like getting an A plus, you know? Like if you make $400 an hour as a surgeon, that's like society saying A plus plus, like we really value you. You're contributing a lot to society. You're saving, you're flipping burgers. There's nothing wrong with flipping burgers. Like, well, yeah, I'm not saving lives. You're flipping burgers. But you know, landscaping. So now you're in the $10 to $15 range. Don't tell me they don't pay that much more. I am for flipping. Shut up. So that's one thing it's always confused me, especially of my generation younger, where it's always profession plus politics. It can never just be your profession. You're a good accountant. You're a good surgeon. You're a good dentist. You're a good truck driver. You're good. I talked about that dude who was the server. Best waiter I ever had in my life. I'm like, holy cow. He provides value to society. You're a good artist. You're a good musician. That's your value. Nope. They so hoodwink all of you into thinking that it had to be profession plus politics. That you got to donate your time to the community events of our employer. Donate to the United Way. Did you vote Democrat? Because voting Democrat is good, 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 good. You're a bad person if you don't do that. It's like, can I just be apolitical? Ooh, Habitat for Humanity is coming here so we can house people too lazy who had too many kids so they can get housing for free. I'm sure that's going to teach them hard work ethic. Well, we just wait for other people to build a house for us. Where's my house? Yeah, that's not valuable. I'm going to get into giving back to the community and why it's stupid. But you are valuable. If you are paid, you are economically valuable to society. Society's already dead. Now, I'm not saying don't donate your time. Like, I got a buddy who he's with the Shriners and he helps out kids that are sick. Okay, that, obviously. Many of you are religious and you participate in religious activities to help all of the poor and impoverished, further enabling them to live the sucky lives they do. Oh, truth is so funny when it contradicts what you think you're doing. Wounded warriors, that kind of thing. All right. Yeah, I'm not raise a barn or whatever. But what you owe society is to not parasite off of it. End of story. You do that, you're better than 60% of the American people right now who all collect some form or another a government check. And I don't mean contractors who do work, although you guys are overpaid too. So is that. Now, why it's there's no giving back to the community, and I'll delve a little bit more into you because I want to read precisely what you wrote. There's two main reasons you never give back to the community, aside from the fact that the community has lied to you and misled you. Okay, but aside from that, one, giving back to the community is for losers. And you could tell anytime it's the same time you hear a woman say, "I'm on a spiritual journey." Loser. And someone had it in the comments section. No, Karen, it wasn't a spiritual Tuesday. It was just Tuesday and you drove to work. Because the standards are so low. But when someone says, "I want to give back to the community," usually, not always, but usually it's a recent high school graduate who was forced to go to high school and hasn't done jack all crap to the community. And the community didn't give that person anything of value. They just mandated they attend a prison called school. Like, "I want to get back to the community," which is translation to, "I don't want to work a hard job." I don't want to go into the military. I don't want to go become an engineer. I don't want to go and I want to work where I'm. And they hide behind the noble causes, which have failed if you haven't paid attention to the welfare state. The noble causes of giving back to the community, charity. And usually that's behind children, the poor, things that you can't assail or critique. Like, yeah, I'm not for poor children. I'm not for minorities making less than whites. Right? But I'm infinitely more practical about solving that problem. Whereas these people, I want to give back to the community. They are evil and they are parasites. They want other people to enslave themselves either through charitable donations through a nonprofit or government grants through forcible taxation so that they can work some puppy and cakes, fluffy bunnies BS job helping the children. But it's not, but like all charity people, like all people who work in charity and nonprofits, they don't give a rat's ass about the people they're presumably helping. It's also they can get a job, feel good about themselves, and quite secondary. Like, let me ask you this. If the Democrat Party, I don't mean make this political, but if the Democrat Party really cared about the poor, minorities, women, children, whatever, don't you think they say, well, we've been trying this welfare state thing for 60 years since 1965. It hasn't worked. Trillions, literally multiple trillions of dollars over half a century. Man, it ain't working. We owe it to all these people who've been claiming to help like change tactics. Do you understand that they don't care about you at all? They just want to get elected and have an easy life. That's it. You know, it's the same thing with like your pharmaceuticals, which I don't totally believe, but, you know, the goal of a pharmaceutical is not to cure your problem. The goal is to treat your problem, have the problem never go away because they make more money. It's the same thing, except it's those pharmaceutical firms, it's nonprofits, it's Democrat Party, it's suburbanite women, you know, who just don't want to work. Oh, let's go and donate time at the let's help out the homeless. You want to know how you help out the homeless? You get them off the drugs, you put them in detox, you put them on a work camp, and you like lock them down, like until you're dry, until you're clean, and then you're going to get some trades and skills. And we're not, you don't get free food. You don't get free lodging. Yeah, Minnesota winter's coming. Yeah, you ain't got no food, you ain't got no lodging. Couple days and 20 below zero weather, you'll straighten up. Well, you probably, it's unfortunate because we enable them to be drug addicts the entire time. Heck, don't they give drugs away in Seattle and California now? Like, here's your heroin. We're helping. I mean, how many millions of lives have you ruined? So those are the people, that's one, why giving back to the community, those people, they don't care. It's, I don't want to work a real job. That's literal word-for-word translation. The other reason is that none of these none of them, not one, not two, the March of Dimes was the last one I remember, none of them solved the problem. So when you say, I'm going to give back to the community, or I'm going to volunteer, you are failing. You are at best just wasting your time. You are at worst further enabling bad behavior of a group of people, whatever it may be, to continue that, and you are not letting them crash so they have a come to Jesus meeting, wake up, and turn their lives around. You are not one nonprofit, not one volunteer group ever solved a problem since the March of Dimes or polio or whatever it was that they cured. I don't want to hear, well, we're treating it and there's needs and sometimes it's not. No. Let them starve. Let them suffer pain. Let them say, dang, it's cold. And then they'll turn around. Right? And I know, like, if you have truly disabled children, I'm all for, right? somebody, wounded warrior, somebody missing an arm, got it. Okay. But for the most part, giving back to the community, nonprofit, socialism is a hobby of people who are some of the most heartless, evil, self-serving, arrogant people out there who have no problems further ruining and enabling people's lives to suck so they can feel good about themselves. It's absolutely horrible. Absolutely horrible. If you don't believe me, go visit any Democrat stronghold, Detroit, Compton, San Francisco, Seattle. I mean, they got people crapping on the streets. They got people doing drugs. One of them, yeah, the Chaz. That there you go. That really helped out the Republic of Chaz, as long as that lasted. I'm sure those people had very high standards of living. So you support yourself. I mean, obvious other thing, don't commit crime. You know, raise your children, men. We've beaten up on single moms long enough, but they ain't going to listen because strong, independent, don't need no men. Oh, nice government check. But men need to invest in their children and raise them and teach them things. And that's been failing. Yeah, don't commit crime. Support yourself. That's it. That's all there is. That's how you give back to the provide a good service. That's it. That's all you got to do. So how's the balance of drive to create and innovate versus the desire to improve society or give back, as it were? Well, those would be one and the same. I don't know how they're a balance. If you create and innovate, you are giving back to society. Are you saying like you want to go galt and like you have this natural desire to create and innovate, but you don't want your inventions helping people? If that's the case, like MacGyver it up. Go like build your own technologies, like become very good with tools and crafts and engineering, you know, become a Thomas Edison, but just don't let your ideas get out. You know, what if Thomas Edison just like, hey, I got the, he created an electrical power plant to power a light bulb. Be like, well, how'd you do that? I don't know. I'm not telling you. F off. You guys are debauched. You're disgusting. I'm not going to tell you how to have this light. Go to hell. But they could not. No. Remember all, like, this would be modern day. Remember all the time you told me I was a bad person because of the way I was born and that somehow it's my fault. You had five kids out of wedlock and you majored in sociology and went to law school and you're blaming me and my people for your problems. No, I'm not telling you how to do this. Like, quite, here's how, you think it's a joke, it's not. Here's how dark I am. If I found the cure for cancer, I would be very debating as to whether even announce it. Whether even though, like, here it is, save it. Like, nah. I know, like, then I'm like, what's it worth to you? No. It would be like the guys in Armageddon. Like, well, we have some lists, we have some demands, and we never pay taxes again, ever. I'd be like, yeah, I want my own little place, like the Republic of Aaron. I want some F-16s. I want some F-18s. I want an aircraft carrier group. I want trillions of dollars across these different asset classes. I want a statue made of titanium in my honor that cannot be torn down. So all the spurbs out there who are socialists try and tear it down, they just waste their time. And then in 20 years, I'll have it decrypted on this thing just to make sure that you honor your end of the bargain. Then we'll do. But no, society, right now, society deserves exactly what it's getting. It absolutely deserves what it's getting right now. And not one productive person has to go above and beyond supporting themselves. Not one of you. If you have your creative innovations, maybe give it to a society that's actually grateful for it. Like former Soviet bloc countries kind of turning around, getting their act back together, although they've gotten, some of them got it back together rather well. Give it to a culturally stable nation that they don't hate themselves. Like, anybody have a problem with the Thai people? Ain't nobody got any problem with it. Being like, you know, they're like Canadians. But I wouldn't give it to Canadians because it's going to go benefit Pretty Boy Floyd. You know, a hardworking African country, maybe some Middle Eastern country, like Dubai, at least they're in Singapore. I'd give it to any other culture. Any of your productive, if you want to create and innovate, give it to some population that deserves it. But don't give it to the bunch of spoiled brats out here in the West. Absolutely not. Specifically, Daily Show between self-improving oneself and all facets contributing to social and political moves. All right, if you want to donate money to political causes, go right ahead. I think your money's largely wasted because the Republicans, at least here in the United States, are very inept. I mean, you guys all had faith in Trump. I'm like, the guy ran deficits. The guy made money printer go burr. The guy is the one that came up with stimmy checks. I mean, there's no, like, Herbert Hoover might be the latter. No, Calvin Coolidge. I mean, I think of Calvin Coolidge. Yeah. I mean, that's probably the last kind of real Republican maybe we had. Even Reagan was, you know. Oh, Eisenhower was pretty good. But no, I mean, if you want to donate, I say your money is better investing in a property overseas somewhere, or crypto or something, like something you could, because, okay, the reason I could say that is because you're just pissing away your money. You're not getting any of that back. So even if crypto went all the way down, were you going to waste it anyway on donating to a political cause? So, yeah. And then I would, if you're going to help, if you want to do something charitable, help at home. Like, there's been, well, I'll give you another perfect example. This is what I was going to speak about at the conference down here in Dallas was charity. And I'm not giving the thing away or nothing. But I'm incredibly stingy with charity because I've seen what nonstop money just does to people. It ruins them. And so there was a little child that was in my life, not my own child, just a friend of mine child. And this kid was sharp. And I really kind of had a soft spot for the kid. And just, she could zip back and get me. And I was like, oh, this kid's pretty cool. Look at this one over here. Look at this firecracker over here. And I was like, okay, boom, engineering, accounting. Got this kid under my wing. She's going to be just fine. And then she chose the dumbest degree. And then she dropped out, thank God. And if she had chosen a real degree, $5,000 right off the bat. Here you go, kid. You know, and then I'm like, no, okay, if you're going to piss away your time and your money, it kind of hurt a little bit. I'm like, all right, here's your, I put $500 in a S&P 500 index for the kid, because that at least is going to have value. But it's like, yeah, you're going to waste your time. You're going to malinvest your time into stupid things. No, you don't care. You know, I like my nieces, love them to death. You know, Lucifer and Geronimo. They pull off that crap. I'm going to major in dance. No, Uncle Aaron is not helping you. Because why? I'd rather give that money to some kid who, you know, whatever, comes to the United States, ain't got no money, really could use the help, but he's in engineering. Because that kid's actually investing his time or her time. So if you're going to do charity, if you want to give back to the community, find someone that deserves it. And if you want, here, you want a charity to give to? Give to Thor's wife's recovery. Thor's wife was paralyzed from the neck down for a while, got in a car accident. Now she's slowly coming back. If you guys want, email me. I'll send you the link. Donate to Thor's wife if she deserves it. You want to help out Atham? Atham could deserve it. You want a horrifically difficult life where, yeah, you could use the tuition money. Donate to Atham. When Swalu gets his act together, figure out what he wants to do. And he's like, I dropped out of college because he was smart. And there's another deserving person, because Swalu and Emily, when he sells on a degree, he ain't going to major in stupid stuff. And he needs to get out of his house because there ain't no surprise. Immigrant family had more kids than they could afford, all living under the home. And he's trying to study and the kids are fighting. Huh? Wonder how that's going to turn out. See, but we made it across this line. Now we're in America. Everything's fine now. Wait a minute. Oh, we're responsible for our outcomes. Oh, I see. Yeah, you're right. Those kids didn't shut up and start magically behaving when we got across the United States border. So, yeah, there's plenty of deserving people, but make sure you know them and they're deserving. And if you want to give back, that's how you give back to the community. But otherwise, honest to God, what I would do is treat yourself to some nice food. That's my splurging. I treat myself to good food. Well, not in Rapid City anymore. As well, it's food. There's no poke bowl in Rapid City. Sad, unsmiley face. But yeah, I go on road trips. I go travel the world. But most people, especially in the United States, do not deserve charity of any kind. And they are to get it up their ass. Don't tell me with all the state, federal, local, and nonprofit programs, we just need to spend an extra $20. Then, you know, not enough, pay your fair share. All right, on top of the trillions, what, would it be another dollar or two? Do you have a number in mind where all these problems go away with your social science degrees and all that? Do you have, you don't? Oh, you don't know. So we'll just give it all. Is that just all of it? Here, did that solve the problem? Oh, it didn't. Oh, why? Because it's not money that's the problem. It's people making stupid choices. So give it to people who truly are disadvantaged, who work hard. Because without hard work, ain't nobody solving any of their problems. And all it is, it's like, what engine are you going to put fuel in? The one that doesn't work because it's broken? or it just isn't engineered right, or it's a lazy engine, or the hardworking engine that just needs some freaking fuel. I'd rather invest in an Atham engine or a Thor's wife engine or some kind of engine that's going to work than one pissing fuel in something that was never going to work in the first place. All right, let's go through the super chats if there are any. Got a couple here. Thomas Landrum, hey, speaking of a hardworking guy, Tom's on his way. $5. Society has given me so much pain. I can't let them go without something. Ha. Huh. Yeah, it's almost like you want revenge, which is where Operation Evil is going to come in. Dude, if you guys can make money selling lies to the American public, do it. Absolutely do it. That's what they want. They want the lies. Wisco Nomad, $2. Society, you crazy breed. Hope you're not lonely without me. Most of society, they don't even think that. They're like, what's on the sports ball? Where can I get my wings? Ooh, is it we got the show? Is there the pointy games of chair thrown show? Oh, I got to watch that. Hey, have you watched Octopus? Oh, I didn't watch. Oh, but we got to watch Octopus. Here's a guy who gets to hang out with his children. Alex Patino, a truck driving Latino agent in the field, $5. If you donate $1 to Fluffy Bunnies, how much is that going to pay CEO and staff? And then, oh, yeah, Alex, you can go online. They audit nonprofits, and there's a ratio of like out of a dollar, how many pennies end up in the actual intended recipients. And was it? Who's America's sweetheart, the singer? Oh, she had a nonprofit, and like some pittance of an amount actually ended up in the hands of it. But yeah, most of it goes to advertising, executive salaries, and fundraising events where they all dress up in tuxedos and fancy dresses and drink wine, and we're raising money. So for every $1,000, a nickel will be donated to the people we're claiming to help, and $990.95 go to pay for this extravagant ballroom. I'm a good person. And then low-level employees, how much ends up in the recipient? About 15%. Did you find that out? It's like 15%? I'm not a big fan of, like, you know, Facebook's donation and charity and all that, but at least they don't, like, take the majority. I don't think they take anything. I think maybe they take some managerial fee, some pittance of an amount. Most of it ends up in the person's PayPal account. Saxon Smith, $10 Australian, red batcher pad, want to get motorbike market overpriced, can't go countrywide for cheapest as lockdown, if leave my state, can't return. Do I wait for cheaper prices in future or buy one soonish? I'm in Australia. I don't know why you'd get a motorcycle in Australia because you can't drive it across. I have no idea what's going on in Australia. You ought to read Pushing Rubber Downhill. It starts off, it's a real story. It starts off with Adam Piggott in Perth. His girlfriend moves to Sydney, and he drives a completely unreliable crotch rocket all the way across Australia. This is in the 90s. I would read that book, but no, I would not get a motorcycle in Australia because I wouldn't be in Australia. If I was in, I would be getting out of Australia. I'd be taking that money instead and plotting a way to get out of Australia. That's what I would do. So I don't know if that's like you go work in the mines over on the west side and you just save your money and then you buy a place in Bali or Thailand or some other place. Well, you can't buy a place in Thailand, but that's what I would do. And the whole idea like of a motorcycle is, yeah, to drive across the country, but you have so many restrictions and on the provincial or state level, why would you invest your money in that asset when the state isn't going to let you ride it or to the extent that you want? Wisco Nomad, $2. When does Operation Evil go into effect? When I stop getting so much damn work that the house is pretty, it's done. It's more or less done. It's maybe this winter, maybe when I'm in Vegas and I'm squared away and settled, you know, after the holidays. I'm thinking about just telling everyone, look, I'm not coming in for the holidays. I'm just not. Maybe like do Christmas, hop on a flight, rent a car, go down. Hi. Okay, open gifts. Yeah, okay. Yeah, love you guys too. All right, hop back on the plane, get out to Vegas. Oh, warmth. That 26th, you know, the day after Christmas, that was always too laid back. That was eerily calm that day after Christmas. Like, everyone's kind of not really working on hangovers or nothing, but just it's like, oh, it's Christmas family. Like, this is weird. This is why am I at unease? This is too calm. It's way too calm. Can you just sit and relax and enjoy and have some egg? No, I can't. Beauty, 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 beauty. I'm just scrolling here, guys. I'll get there's a couple other super chats we got. Alex Patino again for $5. Ocasio-Cortez wearing a $30,000 dress at a Democrat event about taxing the rich. What's that? Well, exactly my point. Look, she was, go look up her background too. She's a trust funder. I mean, not an actual trust fund, but her dad had, you know, she wasn't starving. And all of her money, like, she earned, like, she didn't earn. She got government grants to write children's books. I mean, we're talking about a babysitter, right? And that should piss you people. That should show you who's evil. $30,000 for a dress? Do you know what that could do for real? You'd be on, well, not on easy street, but he, God Almighty, he put that to use. All right, scrolling down. The King, $5. Man, a sharply dressed gentleman there. Look at that. If we're talking about getting back to the community, instead of donating, you could go be a volunteer firefighter or something. Yeah. No, that's something you could absolutely do. Yeah, firefighter. I'm trying to think else what in that civil service area you could do. You know, like reserve police, they kind of like, you know, direct traffic when there's events or something like that. You know, kind of helping old ladies across the street, that sort of thing. There's like the Boys Club in Rapid City. But even then those nonprofits are kind of weird. It's like, no, the boy, like you're going to, I'd get in trouble because like, I remember going down cause I had a bunch of extra building supplies and I didn't want to give it to Habitat for Humanity. I don't want to enable poor people to just keep being poor off of my dime. So I was going to donate it to the Boys and Girls Club or whatever. And they're like, oh, well, we don't take that. That's down at the other place. And I was looking, it's a beautiful day outside and all these boys are inside. I'm like, why are the boys outside? Like, oh no, we have to keep them inside, otherwise they might wander off. I'm like, oh my God. Let them go outside and play. You know, the Iron, I think they even had like a basketball court there. It's like, what? But they're going to wander off? They're going to go downtown Rapid City and smoke a cigar? So what if they wander off? Let them wander. $2. Anyone else sick of brunch, sports bowl, and wings? Why did you go to it though? There's Alex. I think we got them all. Hey, Juan the Aztec Patriarch. When will Aaron donate to his followers? I don't really donate. What am I going to do? Donate a nickel for all the followers I have? I got like 70,000 of them. I did donate to Thor's wife's recovery though. Because I was like, oh, that sucks. That sucks. We caught up. I think we're caught up. Caught up. Boom. All right, that's it. Okay, questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. I'll see you guys later. Toodles.